Haynesbury, the place where one day you're in a boring, run-of-the-mill job in the middle of nowhere, and the next you're knocked out in a secret underground cavern, and then you wake up just in time to see what fresh hell is waiting for you.
Oh, God, that hurt. Where am I? Wait. All this stuff. Is this...
The treasure? Yeah. Nice to see you're finally up.
Briar, that you?
No, it's Satan. Welcome to hell.
You could have just said yes. What's going on here?
Apparently, Ginny didn't do a good job guarding the entrance.
Oh, she did fine. She just made the fatal mistake of not doing me a favor when she had the chance. Me, on the other hand, well, let's just say I didn't follow her example.
What?
Oh, man. When I joked that somebody wasn't going to make it out of here, I never really thought that—
How could you do something like that to an innocent, even if kinda annoyingly perky girl, huh? What kind of twisted person are you to— Delia?
Oh, Carlton! It's you! I didn't even notice when I was—
Bashing my head in?
Aw, come on. Don't say it like that. You make me sound like the bad guy.
You are the bad guy.
Carlton, you mind filling us in?
Oh, team, this is Delia Smith. We were friends when we were kids.
Emphasis on were, all the way up until he decided to go off and become a lawyer. You high and mighty jerk, like you're so noble.
At least I'm not the one who turned to a life of crime.
You know well enough that I didn't turn to a life of crime. I was already there.
And looks like you still are. I'm guessing you dragged Nate into this, too.
Hi, Carlton. Long time no see.
Tell me about it. Why are you two even here?
You should know, Carlton, this treasure belongs to me.
Us?
Us, because our family claimed it centuries ago.
Wait, so this is the treasure you used to talk about all the time growing up? I thought that was just something your family told you to mess with you and—
Sure you did. That's why you're down here with a whole crew trying to take it for yourselves.
Pardon me, but we are actually trying to take this treasure to return it to the townspeople. It was technically theirs from the start, before that highwayman stole it and all.
What the kid's trying to say is that we're not selfish like you.
I think we'd be lying if we didn't admit that some of us are at least a little like that.
And I wouldn't say that I was trying to be so curt. I don't have much of a tolerance for rudeness, really.
Guys, would you just be quiet for a second? Jeez! What I'm trying to say is that we came here to do something for the greater good, and if that means stopping you two, I'll have no remorse.
And how are you gonna do that, huh? Sick some ghosts on me? Sacrifice me to the witches hiding out in the woods? Oh, or maybe feed me to the sea monster everyone around here swears is lounging around under the docks? Don't make me laugh.
How do you know about that stuff?
Being in prison gives you a lot of time. I spent my time doing research. I knew if I was going to pull off a heist in this town, I was going to need to know all about it. And man, did I learn a lot. I bet I know more about the freaky stuff around here than any of you morons do. Well, I think I've gloated long enough. Nate, grab the loot and let's get out of here.
Got it, Dee.
Hey, hands off our stuff. We were here first. I have a weapon and I'm not afraid to use it. Okay. Just realized I was tied up this whole time. Good.
And we took all your weapons? Come on, Carlton. This isn't my first rodeo. You might have brought all that equipment, but I know when you have timing and the element of surprise on your side, all you need is some good, strong rope.
And people dumb enough to clear a path for you.
Yeah, that was the easiest part. Now Nate's gonna haul my...
Our
treasure out of here, while I use my own methods to get rid of you so you won't follow us.
Okay. I'll just carry the first load of stuff out and as far away from here as possible while you take care of the last part. Okay, I'll be back in... minutes. Sorry, Carlton and Carlton's friends. Bye!
Well, Carlton, too bad this reunion was so short-lived. But hey, I can't say it wasn't fun.
You can try to get rid of us, Dee. But you're going to have a real hard time after our man Orville gets out of these ropes. Go ahead and telekinesis us out of here, Orville.
Orville's been unconscious this whole time.
What?
Yeah. Pretty sure we would have already busted out if he wasn't.
I don't know. The guy talks so little it's hard to tell when he's around, let alone awake.
That's enough out of you. All of you. Now the real question is, how do I make sure that you stay quiet for good? I could just use your own weapons against you. But there's not a lot of creativity in that.
Could you just skip the monologue and get to the part where you actually decide how to kill us?
Miriam!
What? I'm just saying, this is getting boring.
Fine. I'll go the creative route. See that ledge over there?
Yes.
Just over it is a lake with a giant shark in it.
You're bluffing.
I'm not, and I'll prove it. You, the cute one.
I know that you're trying to kill us right now, but thank you.
You've got to be kidding me.
You're closest to the ledge. Want to take a look for your friends here?
I'm going to guess that I don't have a choice anyway, so... Oh, crap! She's not bluffing! She's not bluffing! How is there even a shark down here?
Oh, you mean you've never heard the legend of the Hainsbury land shark? The prehistoric shark rumored to not only have survived thousands of years in the town's underground, but to also be implacably hungry for human flesh? Like I said, I do my research.
I think now would be a good time to scream in panic with the hope that somebody hears us.
Good plan.
Please, we're trapped down here! You have to save us, especially me, please!
So who should I send to a watery grave first? The sad little orphan girl? Tweedledum and Tweedledumber?
Don't you dare say I'm the dumber one.
Wasn't planning on it.
Nah. How about the doctor? You should see the look on your face. Like you're about to throw up and pass out at the same time. It is hilarious. Too bad it has to end, though.
Dee, if you go anywhere near him, I swear.
What? You gonna try to put the fear of God in me?
Based on what the kid told me, I don't think I'm the one who's gonna do any of the godly stuff.
Shut up! I want to finish this. Get up, kid. Time for a nap with the fishes. Or the one big fish. Whatever, you know what I mean. Unless you want to take the alternative route. Now move.
Psst. Remember when I said I didn't like guns? This right here is a pretty good reason why.
Really? You're gonna bring that up now?
Mr. Carlton is right, you know. You really might want to rethink your actions.
I'd keep my mouth shut if I were you, Doc. And stop shaking. You're making it harder for me to push you closer to the shark.
I'm just saying that you really do not want to do this.
Ha! Like hell I don't.
That's what worries me.
I said shut up!
What is happening?
Whoa, 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 whoa! Hold it, hold it, hold it! Hello, everybody! Frank here! Remember me from a couple episodes ago? I've just dropped by to say that we here at Heinous Investigations understand that just by listening to us, you have invested yourself in a non-visual medium, and we appreciate that. We also understand that sometimes in this day and age, it can be confusing and or frustrating to envision what's happening without the help of images. But not to worry! That's why I'm here to describe exactly what has everyone so bewildered at this point in our story. You see, Dr. Elliot Quaid can normally be described as a decidedly not intimidating person. However, at this very moment, after some kind of spooky blur, a much more menacing-looking person has shown up instead. The investigators and Delia's reaction to this are akin to those that most people would have if they were to see, say, a seemingly ordinary guy turn into a giant raging green monster in purple cutoffs. Got it? Good. Roll it!
How did you break out of those ropes? And what in the hell are you?
Sounds like you already know.
Oh, an angel and something else.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so this might sound a little crazy, but I think the kid may be a...
Demon!
Yeah, but only half, I think.
Now why do you have to react like that? You make it sound like being the offspring of a demon is a bad thing. That is profiling, and you should be ashamed for thinking that way without getting to know me first. I bet you're already assuming I'm going to play dirty by, immediately disarming Delia here while she's distracted.
Hey! What are you- Give me that gun back!
Then kick her ass. Just for the fun of it.
Oh, you wish, you sick son of a- Ow! Ow!
Oh, that does not look good.
Should somebody stop him?
After what she did to Ginny and threatened to do to us?
Pryor's got a point, but-
Let go of me!
Nah, I don't think I will. Wouldn't be any fun for me otherwise. You know what it's like to have fun, don't you? Hey, you, red-haired girl.
Liza.
Whatever. Hit her with some of that whatever it is you hit people with, and now would be good. She is getting very irritating to hold down.
Then maybe you should let go of me, asshole!
I thought your hands were tied.
They are. I used my mouth. I can make that mist come from anywhere if I need to.
Anywhere, you say?
Not the time for being stupid, Algy. Okay, kid, nice job getting her out of the way. Now, how about you untie us and we call the cops, or... What are you doing?
I'll admit, it's not as entertaining to send someone over a ledge into shark-infested waters without seeing the fear on their face right beforehand. But I guess she deserves it no matter what, so...
You know what? You're probably right about that. I can tell you she's a bad person. But we're not. So, get her away from the ledge, kid.
Don't call me that.
You didn't have a problem with it before.
That was the nice side, genius. Too weak to get anything done, let me tell you. Point is, I was a kid back before your 10 times great-granddad was one. I've seen shit that would make you wish I'd let that pathetic excuse for a criminal feed each and every one of you to that overgrown fish just so you wouldn't have to hear me talk about it. I...
Nice one, Liza. And I thought Carlton's girlfriend was crazy. Think you could have mentioned the kid's psycho-split personality before we all went into the confined space with him?
First of all, she's definitely not my girlfriend. And the kid was afraid to tell anybody. Now I kinda get why. But hey, at least he's not always like that. Look, he's already back to normal, I think.
And we're sure this is the normal side.
He's not scary-looking anymore, is he? Yeah, he's okay. Now can we try to focus on the bigger issue here? Namely, that we're tied up in an underground cave with an unconscious criminal who is not going to be happy when she gets back up, and whose brother is probably going to be back here any minute.
Well, I think you were onto something when you said Orville could untie us. I'm sitting closest to him. I bet I could wake him up.
I don't know if that's such a good idea. Last time I checked, Orville was a pretty heavy sleeper.
Psst! Orville! Orville! Do you think you could maybe wake up and...
I warned you.
You didn't say anything about getting catapulted into the ceiling.
Consider it a newfound occupational hazard. How about we try the only one of us who isn't tied up?
I'm sorry. Didn't we just knock out the doctor because we wanted to keep him away from us?
He's not gonna hurt us. He's nice.
What guy were you watching almost kill someone?
Hey, Elliot, wake up. Hey, wake up. Hey.
Hello. I, did something unpleasant, didn't I?
Short answer, yeah. But you took care of the immediate threat to our lives, so thanks for that.
You seriously don't remember what happened?
Only vaguely. But that sort of thing is par for the course with me.
Don't worry about it. Instead, maybe you can untie us, kid, doctor.
You can, call me kid, if you'd like, Mr. Carlton.
The other guy didn't think so.
Well, I do think so, even if the logic behind it is technically flawed. Also, I doubt that I would be able to untie you very quickly. Why don't I just give Miss Pryor a knife pack so that she can cut herself and everyone else loose?
Sounds good to me. Hand it over, Doc.
Whoa, take it easy there, Pryor.
Shut up, or I'll feed you to the shark. Now, what are we going to do about your girlfriend's stooge?
I think I have a plan for that. But everybody's gonna need to find a place to hide out first. Except you, Jack.
Huh?
Think you could stay tied up a little longer?
I guess so. Why?
Just do what I tell you and wait a few minutes.
Hello? Delia? Did you, take care of that problem? You were going to take care of? Delia?
Nate, don't just stand there staring like an idiot. Help me out of these ropes.
But, I thought that you had everything under control. And was going to, you know.
They were tougher than they looked, all right? Tied me up and ran off and left me to die alone. I mean, left me for you to find. Now, would you untie me so we can grab the last of the stuff and get out of here?
Okay. So what should we carry out next?
I thought we'd start with the trunks full of cash, then that rug, then a kick in the face.
Wait, kick in the face?
Yeah, a kick in the face.
Ow! Why did that hurt so much?
Lead shoes! They're a pain to run in, but God, do they pack a punch!
Delia! Help me!
Yeah, about that.
I don't think I'm going to be a lot of help.
Wait, what? You're not Delia!
No. But don't worry, she's fine. Just a little unconscious.
What? Delia's gone. Get back! You, whatever you are, or else I'll shoot!
You can try.
I mean it! Don't come any closer!
I think you missed. Still missed. Oh, you know, I think you might have been closer that time. Good for you.
How do you keep moving so fast?
Oof, out of bullets. Too bad. Guess it's our turn now. Miriam!
Hi there, Nate. Say hello to the one-person arsenal. I promise, if you stay really still, I won't use this harpoon to impale you. Hey, Carlton. Call me a shot, would you?
Let's go with that wall over there, about 5 feet up.
Easy.
Well, I was trying to be nice.
Ooh, got him by the collar. Nice one.
Told you I wouldn't hurt him. That was almost as easy as pinning down Algernon.
So, Nate, you and Delia still think you could steal from us? And he's out. So, guys, who wants to grab some treasure?
Yes!
Woo!
Okay. Liza, you grab the cash. Kid, how about you take those paintings? And, Pryor, why don't you grab the knife set? Just try not to stab anyone with them, huh?
So, Carlton's plan worked out pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess it did.
Wouldn't have worked without your whole disguise thing, though, would it?
No. No, you are not going to get me to say it.
Come on, admit it.
Okay. Maybe there are some cases...
Uh-huh.
Some cases where the shape-shifting thing is useful. There, you happy?
Yes. Guess we know who's really the dumb one after all.
Yeah, don't push it.
What now?
I don't know. You still have the map, right? Maybe that has an answer.
But I already went through the whole thing. I mean, there was this little thing in the bottom corner, but it barely had enough words in it to make up a sentence. Kid, back me up here.
Well, it's not a full sentence.
See? What did I tell you?
But it does mean something.
Wait, what?
I believe that the closest English approximation is, please turn over.
Please turn over? Oh, crap.
It reads, let it be known that if anyone, regardless of age, creed, stock, or station, attempts to abscond with my treasure, they shall incur my wrath. So say I... George M. Benning, Highwayman. It seems to have been very well spoken. I appreciate a strong dedication to diction, even under sinister circumstances.
Really, kid?
Sorry.
Great. First a giant shark. Now a ghost is trying to crush us.
It's not a ghost.
Oh yeah? Then what's your explanation, mister? Didn't think to flip over the map.
That is a terrible insult.
How about instead of arguing, we try not to die in a cave-in?
Right! Everybody take cover!
How long was I out?
Orville! You amazing, resourceful, even if you're still kind of creepy, walking Deus Ex Machina! Man, are we happy to see you up!
How much longer do you think you can keep the ceiling from caving in?
Probably not long. I think I'd rather just drop all of this dirt and rocks over that ledge over there.
That ledge? The one with the shark?
Yes! Do that!
Okay.
Aw, that poor shark.
I wouldn't worry, Miss Liza. I have a feeling that it will eat its way out in no time.
Everybody okay?
I think so. And by the look of it, most of the treasure's okay too.
Staying alive and going home with the treasure. Man, this day just keeps getting better.
I'm not so sure about the going home part.
Why?
I was so busy trying to make sure nobody got crushed, I forgot to stop the tunnels from getting blocked. We currently have no exit.
Oh. Can't you just, unblock them? You know, do the telekinesis thing.
That last time was very exhausting. I don't think I could levitate anything for at least a few hours.
Great.
I can still do one thing, but it's not intentional.
What is it?
I don't think you want me to tell you.
Oh, you better not say.
Yes, it's the mind-reading thing.
Let me guess, you knew I was going to say that.
Yes. And you also might want to know that everyone is panicking internally.
Orville, I think you might want to stop talking. Now.
Okay. But you keep thinking about Rachel and you might want to talk about it since it's obviously bothering you.
Wait, Rachel? Is that where you had to be? You made us rush into this so you can meet with-
I thought I told you, you didn't know anything about my life suit.
Now wait a minute. You're the one who might have put everybody's lives on the line for your own dumb reasons.
Oh, come on, guys. I thought we'd all finally started to get along. We found some treasure, beat some bad guys.
Oh my god, would you stop trying to be everybody's best friend? We're not all lucky enough to get happily adopted by a nice rich couple after trying to sell them sex gas. Which is so weird, by the way.
I'm sorry, what gas?
Oh, don't act so innocent. We all saw what you almost did to Delilah, you evil demon thing.
I'm not a demon. At least, not entirely. He, that side, can be a bit choleric at times, but I wouldn't ever actually hurt any of you. At least I don't think he'd. I'd. You know, maybe you all should just leave me down here once you go, all right? Good.
This really wasn't what I had in mind when I mentioned talking about things.
Like you know anything about talking. I think this is the most I've heard you talk in 2 days.
Don't try to change the subject.
Oh, yeah, because it has to be all about you. You and your issues. I thought I was the one who couldn't do the whole team thing. But you know what? You're the one with the problem. No, all of us are. Maybe Martin thought we could be a team. But we're so caught up in our own crap. We can't even do one thing right.
Hello? Is anyone there? This is Dr. Elliot Quaid. My friends and I have gotten trapped underground. Hello?
What are you doing, kid?
With all due respect, Mr. Carlton, you may have adverse feelings regarding this group. Perhaps we all do. But I will not let that endanger our lives any further.
We're 20 feet underground, and the radios got crushed when the cave-in happened. We're probably gonna run out of air before we can get even close to getting out of here.
That may be, but I'm still going to try.
Hey, Pryor.
Yeah?
I've been a jerk.
Yeah? Wait, are you being serious right now?
That's what you wanted me to say this whole time, right? That I've been obnoxious, annoying, a pain in your ass. I'm just trying to own up.
Oh, thanks. And I guess that I've been a jerk too. But not as much as you.
You know, I'll take it.
Don't know how much it really matters, though, now that we're stuck down here.
Gonna be real with you guys. This is not how I expected to die.
We're really not gonna do anything? Even with Elliot trying to fix the radio and the chance that somebody will notice we're missing, we're just gonna give up?
Nope.
Huh?
You heard me. Look, over the past couple of days, I've been covered in mud, lost my job, gotten roped into whatever the hell this whole thing is, and dragged all over this godforsaken town. And you know what I learned? Sometimes you just gotta say, What the hell? So, no. We're not going to give up. And you know, I may have been a jerk. I mean, who here isn't sometimes? But who cares about that? We're good people. And not just that, we're good people who, if we really, really tried, could maybe, and it's a huge maybe.
This somehow isn't inspiring a lot of confidence.
Quiet, Pryor, I'm on a roll here. Maybe we can make this town better. I mean, come on, you guys, you can move things with your mind, outrun bullets, shoot knockout gas, and kick some serious ass. I'm not going to say I buy into every freaky story about this place, but I'll tell you one thing. At least, I believe in you guys.
Wow, that was really cheesy.
Yeah, believe it or not, the lawyer can make sappy, heartfelt speeches. Now, are we just going to sit here and cry, or are we going to get ourselves and this treasure out of here?
Hi, guys! What'd I miss?
Ginny, how did you get here? Delia said she took care of you.
Oh, you thought she meant that she... Oh, no. She only got me out of the way for a while.
Meaning?
Oh, it's a really funny story.
I dare you to fight me.
Okay. You can have the first shot.
That was easy. Wait, where'd she go?
Delia?
What in the... What are you?
Okay, so, fun thing. Did you know that vampires can turn into clouds of smoke? Which I admit totally comes in handy when you need stuff to phase through you. You know, like bullets.
Let's get out of here.
No way!
I am not getting killed by a vampire! No treasure is worth that!
He has a point, but I don't really want to kill anybody. Calling the cops would be okay, though.
Come on, Dee. Running looks like our best option.
Or we could just do this!
Uh-oh!
Battery-powered fan. Never know when you're gonna need to clear the air of something. Like fog, or gas, or in this case, mythical creatures. Or, I guess, not-so-mythical creatures.
How does coming face-to-face with a vampire not freak you out?
Oh, believe me. There was a lot worse in this place.
What?
Tell you later. Now let's go.
It took me some time, but I pulled myself together and ran down here to help you guys out. Looks like I came at a good time, too. Oh, and I brought help!
Heyo! Sorry we took so long. Somebody didn't want me to use explosives to unblock the tunnels because it might cause widespread panic and unforeseen damages to town property.
I was only trying to be cautious. I managed to commandeer a van to get you all home. Thought it was the least that I could do after everything you've been through.
You got that right! Now let's get out of here!
What about Delia and Nate?
Ginny already cleared a path coming down here. They can get out on their own. Hopefully just in time for the cops to catch up with them. Now let's go.
Anus investigations?
That's what they're calling us.
Seems a little confusing, doesn't it?
So's our business.
Our business? So I take it you're staying then?
Yeah, well, somebody's got to make sure that these idiots don't get themselves in too deep.
Algie, you have to give all of the stuff back to the town.
Oh, just let me have 5 more minutes to say goodbye.
Do you really think that obsessing over material wealth is such a good idea?
Yeah, like I'm gonna take advice from a demon monster thing.
I'm not a... Oh, never mind. I see your point.
I mean, I can't say I'm gonna stick around forever. I have a law career that I'd like to get back to. But I could live with this for a little while.
What constitutes a little while?
Let's say 3 months.
Done. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, Martin.
Yes, Mr. Carlton?
It's pretty obvious why you asked everyone else to get involved in this, but why me? I still have a hard time buying into everything going on here.
Yes, but you never stopped asking questions and looking for explanations. I'd say that's the sign of a good lawyer and a good investigator.
Wait, so did you know that when everything went down yesterday, I mean with me running around after everybody, and then the fire, that I'd...
Oh look, Rachel's here.
Rachel? You mean Pryor's Rachel?
Yes, Pryor's Rachel. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't say anything while she moves in.
What? Why would I say anything?
I'll just leave you two alone. I'll be in the next room if you need me.
Wait, Martin!
Mommy!
Mommy?
Hey, honey. Listen, Mommy's gotta go talk to Mr. Carlton right now, but how about you go find Mr. Henriksen, and then I promise I'll be over to help you find your room in a sec.
Okay. Hey, are you the pompous amateur jerk my mom told me about?
Rachel.
I'm gonna go with yes.
Ms. Rachel Pryor. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Rachel, sweetie, could you please go wait with Mr. Henriksen now?
Okay. Bye.
Well, well, well. Pryor.
Yeah, well, I guess you would have found out eventually. Rachel is my daughter.
She's cute. Looks a lot like you.
Thanks.
She, have your aim too?
She has more than that.
Hey.
Yeah?
This, group, team, whatever you want to call it. It's in rough shape. It's gonna take a lot to get this thing going, and my decisions clearly aren't always the right ones.
Clearly.
What I'm trying to say is, I think I'm gonna need, a right-hand man. Woman. interested?
Now that is the best idea you've had all day. And, maybe we can start over with the introductions.
Sure.
Hi, Miriam Pryor.
Beverly Carlton.
Wait, Beverly?
Yeah, yeah, my name's Beverly. It can be a guy's name. Now, can you...
Oh my god, I totally understand why you'd want to go by your last name. Wow, Beverly.
You know, I'm just going to give you some time to process this, Pryor.
No, 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 wait. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're trying to start off better here. I think Beverly is a... a very nice name.
You can just let it out now. Yeah. This is going to be a long 3 months.
Oh, Beverly! Oh, my God!
I can't believe it, Nate! Tunnels crawling with cops, and we're barely given the time of day.
And you're upset about that?
Yeah. Because you can't be arrested for robbery when you don't have any stolen goods to prove you did the job.
What?
I'm angry that Carlton got the better of us, Nate.
Oh, okay. Now that makes more sense. Because if I'm being honest, I thought it was nice to have police care about our safety for reasons other than us being wanted alive. I mean, they got us medical attention, Dee. Where are you going?
Further into town. There's got to be a place around here where we can get a good deal on a place to stay.
Stay? Wait, are you saying we're not moving on to another job?
Oh, no, Nate. We're settling down for a while, and not just for any old job either. We have a greater purpose now.
What's that?
Revenge!
Revenge?
Yes, revenge. I'll admit, when I first got into the game, I assumed I'd always be the revengee and not the revenger. Since, you know, I always come out on top, so who would I have to get revenge on?
Okay.
But now, let me tell you, Carlton and his little crew picked the wrong girl to mess with.
No offense, Delia, but how exactly is revenge gonna pay the bills? You know how I feel about the crimes, but at least you made us money.
While you were crying about every job we did, I managed to not burn all of our bridges. I've met enough high-profile malefactors who'd be willing to throw money away on spreading some small-town chaos.
Mom always said you knew how to make friends and enemies. But what are you actually going to do for your big, bad, chaotic revenge scheme? I mean, have you seen what Carlton and those friends of his can do? You probably want to reconsider.
Shh, 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 shh. Listen, Nate. sweet, naive Nate. They may be freaks, but the rest of this place is a whole lot freakier. Believe me, I know enough about this town's twisted history to make Carlton and his team beg for mercy.
Like what?
Help me set up this operation, and I'll tell you, I'll take Carlton down, even if that means taking this whole god-awful town down with him.
Got it. But...
Shut up, Nate.
Okay.
Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Yen, D.G. Holstein, A.J. Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigations' spooky theme song, written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina, promotional media editing by Tom Velick. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at Wildly Productions, Tumblr at Wildly Productions, Twitter at Wildly Product 1, and Facebook at Wildly Productions, and shoot us a message on our latest post, or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating!